Blog Talk Radio.
They call me Mr. Motivator, and it's my stage name. I also perform not only motivational speaking, but I also perform stand-up comedy. And I'm looking at the whole society today, and I want to say to you, there is this room. You see, so many of us have a lot inside of us, but for some.
Welcome, everyone. You've just tuned in to the Mr. Motivator Show. I'm your host, Dwight Jeffrey. Success is yours. Dare to dream and keep thinking big. You will discover your purpose in life. You've just tuned into the right broadcast. And if it's your first time tuning in to our broadcast, we want to welcome you and let you know that we are excited to have you with us today. And I want to say one thing to you. Put down that piece of chicken and that potato salad, because it's time for you to get some motivation and some inspiration. Your purpose in life. That's the title of our show today. We are going to explore the spiritual laws of success and how they can guide you to the fulfillment of your dreams. Get your pens and paper ready, because we want to give you some information that's going to get you excited, that's going to get you moving towards your purpose in life. When you move into the realm of discovering your purpose, you move to a place that gives you confidence. You move into a realm that gives you peace. You move into a realm that allows you to focus on what it is that you love doing, that you were designed to do, what you like doing. And there's no other happier place to be in the world than when you are in your place, when you are in your purpose, and you are operating to a top level of performance, a top level of greatness in your life. Now, let's look at some facts. Let's look at some tools that we're going to use today to bring more clarity to our subject, your purpose in life. We all have a purpose, but it's up to you to search, to discover your purpose. In the seven spiritual laws of success, by Deepak Chopra, it talks about the law of purpose in life. You see, folks, we have laws that allow us to be governed. There are laws that we can operate in that will open doors for us in our life. For example, there is the law of lift. Another law we can look at is the law of attraction. But we want to focus on the law of purpose in life. And the law of purpose in life allows you to hone in on the things that excite you the most, the things that you have, the capabilities, the skills, the talents, the intelligence to operate in. That is your purpose. Another fact-finding book I would like to read gives a little bit of light, and I want to read this to you. This the statement that I took from this particular book. It mentions, "This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and thou shalt have good success." That came from Joshua chapter 1 and verse 8 in the Bible. And it really brings that word out, success. And it mentions that the Bible is the book of the law. And the truth, the power of the laws in this book are there for us to study and allow our lives to be in light. And at the end of that particular scripture, it mentions the word, or two words, good success. Now, success is defined as the progressive realization of a predetermined, worthwhile, worthy goal that allows you to experience fulfillment in life. It is a satisfying, rewarding experience of a mission, dream, a vision, a design, or assignment in life that you are operating in. In other words, you are in your element. You have discovered your world, and you are doing your thing in life, and you are winning. Folks, that's what all of us strive for. We strive to get in our element and discover the world, our world that exists for us. And we become champions, we become winners because we are operating in our element. And when you get into your element, there is no one that can do it exactly the way that you do it, because that is the way that you were designed to do it. You were created to do it in that manner because that is your desire. That is your purpose in life. I would like to look at a few people that have inspired me to really think about my purpose and to make an dent in my purpose. Now, Charlie Wright, my grandfather, we call him Pawpaw. And my Pawpaw told me that when he was a small boy, he worked out in the fields and he loved planting things. He loved working in the field. He loved being able to plant things and to produce and to see those seeds produce a harvest. He got excitement from that, and he loved animals. And it was always so amazing to go out into the fields with him and to go out, hang out with him on the farm and to watch my grandfather do things. The animals, he loved the animals. All of the dogs obeyed his commands, and they loved him. And the horses obeyed him. He could ask the horses, "How much water do you want? How many buckets?" And each horse could count with his foot how many buckets of water that he wanted to drink from. And I was just so fascinated, amazed by Papa Charlie and what he could do. And then, and one of the things that really caught my attention, he would take watermelon seeds and he would soak his seeds in sugar for a whole year. And when he planted his watermelon seeds and he went out to sell his watermelon seeds, people from everywhere would come around all over the community and buy his Papa's watermelons because they were sweeter than anybody else's watermelons. That just amazed me at the things that he could do with planting and farming. And I salute Papa Charlie because of his success in discovering his purpose and the thing that he was passionate about. Dr. George Washington Carver inspired me also because of knowing and learning that plants and the elements of life were the things that fascinated him the most, and that the things that he loved and he was so compassionate about. And as we know, Dr. Carver was a professor at Tuskegee Institute, and Dr. Carver was so proficient and so great with plants that he went out into the rural lands and taught the farmers how to irrigate their crops, how to plant their crops so that they would be very successful and they would produce a large harvest. And he went out every Friday into the farmlands and he loaded up his wagon and he called it farming school. And he would meet with the farmers and they were so excited to meet with him and to learn everything that they could from him so that their plants would be very successful. And, of course, you know, he discovered thousands of inventions from the sweet potato and from the peanut. He even discovered, he put together toothpaste. He put together pastel blues. A lot of different things came from the sweet potato. And then we know there were just tons of ideas and inventions that came from the peanut. This man discovered his purpose in life, and that was his prayer. He rose every morning, and his prayer was for him to discover his purpose in helping people with foods and ideals. And I salute Dr. George Washington Carver. There are so many great men who've done great things to help us become successful. These men walked in their purpose in life. There was a man named Peter Cooper who lived in a little village named Pella in Iowa, and I hope I pronounced his name correctly, but the town that he grew up in had few opportunities for a man to get rich. So this man began to search everywhere for his opportunities. He wanted to know what his purpose was in life. He knew that there was something else that existed for him. And one day he read an ad in a big city newspaper telling of a business opportunity which required a small investment. It was a business making a rolling window screen. At the time, there was only three employees. Peter Cooper was expanding his vision. He decided to move the manufacturing firm to his small town, giving employment to his fellow citizens. And within a short time, Cooper's business grew and expanded until he had 500 employees, and the factory spread over 2,000 square feet. It put the town of Pella, Iowa, on the map, In fact, Cooper was so proud of his hometown that he called his products Pella Rose Screens and Pella Venetian Blinds and Pella Casement Windows. This man was relentless in discovering his purpose in life. When you discover your purpose in life, you create something that will help you beautify the world, and you will attract a fortune. In many scenarios, this has happened with a lot of people because of that. We look at a man named Henry Rosenfield that was relentless in discovering his purpose. And he had a tremendous competition where he lived, but he still decided to turn out gowns that would retail for as high as $100 at rock bottom prices. His first big order came from New York's best company. And when he sold them an order for 5,000 flannel gowns at only $9.75, he didn't even have an office in which to write up the first order. From that beginning, he went on to build a business that grossed $15 million a year, and he became one of the biggest men in the dress business. Rosenfield told the story many times of how he programmed himself to look for his purpose and become a millionaire. When he was only 9 years of age, he promised his mother that by the time he was age 35, he promised his mother when he was small, Todd, but by the time he was age 35, he told her that he would become a millionaire. And he said the happiest day of his life was when he was on his 35th birthday. He was able to show his mother his checkbook, his bank checkbook, which had the sum of $1 million, and it was in his name. When you're relentless, folks, at pursuing your purpose in life, it won't take long for you to make a difference and to have an impact, to make this world a better world. Another person who I think really added some dimension, and this person inspired me. Also, we look at Henry Ford, and how he came about discovering the V8 engine. And when Henry Ford imagined cars being created on an assembly line, he was then invoking his creative imagination, and he was on his way to building a billion-dollar empire. One day, Ford imagined a motor that would radically differ from the motors of that day. He called in his engineers and told them that he wanted them to produce a V8 motor for his cars. They told him it could not be done. He told them to go away and keep trying until they accomplished it. 6 months later, they perfected the V8 motor, and that revolutionized the motor industry and brought forth additional millions to Ford and his family. Folks, you that are listening, you have a purpose, and it's time for you to discover your purpose. And you can't discover it if you don't start searching, if you don't seek for that, to discover that, your purpose in life. I remember when my uncle and I were out one day, and my uncle grabbed a fish that was in the creek. My uncle took that fish and put it in a bucket, and then he took it and put it out on the table, and the fish was jumping up and down, and it was wiggling, and I tell you, it looked like such an awkward creature. And I looked at that fish, and I'm like, wow, what a What a such a funny looking creature. And you can tell it was very uncomfortable with just being on that table, and it just kept wiggling and moving up and down. And my uncle said, "Son, I want you to see something." He grabbed that fish, and he said, "Watch this." He took that fish and placed it back out in the water, and I jumped out and tried to catch that fish, and man, that fish took off, and all of a sudden, I saw the brilliance of that fish, because that fish knew that it was in its element. And when it got in that water, it knew what to do. It knew how to move around, how to accelerate. And I could not catch up. I could not even get close to that fish, because that fish knew that, hey, I'm in my world. I know what to do here. And that fish was a happy fish. Isn't that like you and I? If you're not where you're supposed to be, you're going to be uncomfortable, the same way that fish was. There was an athlete in my school, my classmate, his name was Lester Moore. We called him Peter Berg. And Peter Berg was a running back on our football team. And Peter Berg, whenever he got that ball, he had such an amazing speed, and he could make cuts and movements and accelerate up the football field. No one could catch him. Peter Berg made touchdown after touchdown, and it was just so amazing to watch Peter Berg operate in his element, because that was his talent, that was his skill, running that ball on the football field. We have things that stop us from achieving our goals. One of the things that stop us from discovering our purpose in life is sometimes we get hit by obstacles. We get hit by setbacks. Folks, do you know where the world's greatest talent is? Do you know where the world's greatest talent lies? They lie in the graveyard. For some reason or another, these people had a purpose in life. They had something great to contribute to this universe, but for some reason or another, they were not able to tap in to their true talents. They were not able to stay in the realm that they were created. And sometimes it's because of obstacles, things that get in our way. I asked my coach one time at practice, could I quarterback? I knew I could throw the ball real hard. I knew I could throw it far. And when I got that ball and I was getting ready to throw it, someone hit me from the blind side. And when I was hit, the hit was so hard, it surprised me and it knocked me practically unconscious. And I felt the pain, I was dizzy. And in life, when you get hit by the blind side, it could be adversity. It could be a layoff, it could be divorce from a marriage, death, it could be a heart attack, a stroke. And the pain, working through it, sometimes it takes therapy, exercise, it takes rehabilitation to get back from that hit in life. And then, as a result, sometimes it can cause a memory loss, your thinking to be slow, your concentration can be off. But your purpose is for you to find your position in life so that you can win the game. And that's what it's all about, folks. You want to discover your purpose, because where your purpose is, where your greatest talent lies. It is your passion for life. Folks, you are not in your element until you discover your purpose, until you discover where you can be passionate and achieve your dream, achieve your goals, to discover your assignment in life, for your life to be fulfilled. The number one reason that people commit suicide is because they do not know what their purpose is in life. when you do not know what your purpose is in life, sometimes it is easy for you to get off course, for you to get persuaded or to get pushed into something that will tie your hands and tie up your time. An example, because of not taking care of yourself and being persuaded by your peers, maybe to, hey, try this. Try this cigarette. Become a smoker like me. Or try these drugs. People have gotten off course because they did things that allowed them to become sick or incapacitated by some type of physical handicap or an illness. Some people have gotten off course by listening to the wrong people. Some became drug dealers. Some became robbers and murderers. Some just became addicted to drugs. Then some people have gotten off course because of being depressed and the thoughts of suicide, the things that they wanted them to just cut off their path, that cut off the path that was leading them to their purpose. Some people have gotten off course, and it hadn't always been by choice. Some people are victims of abuse. There are millions of roadblocks and distractions. And one distraction, sometimes it may can lure people. It can be money. You could be offered a lot of money to do something that could be illegal, or it could be a temptation for you to work in an area that you hate and know it's not you. But you are at a place where that's what you want at that particular time, but you know it's not what you really want, because on the inside, something is crying out, hey, I want to be in my element. I want to be in my purpose. But it's up to you to be determined to not give up and to say to yourself, I will discover my purpose, I will pursue my path, and I will be successful in life. Folks, we're out of time, and I want to thank you for tuning in to our broadcast. This is the Mr. Motivator Show. I'm your host, Dwight Jeffrey. Please check out my blog, which is dwightjeffrey.blogspot.com, and you can follow me on Twitter, and that is at C Mr. Motivator, the letter C as in Cal, MRMOTIVATOR. Folks, we want to thank you for tuning in. Have a great weekend. We look forward to seeing you the same place, the same time, next week for another exciting broadcast. We love you, and have a great day. God bless you. Bye-bye.